Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 19th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So I want to start today with a story that I think is one of the most important data points we've seen this year for e-commerce brands. SEO researcher Lily Ray published a study showing that when Google's AI overviews cite a brand's own listicle content, they actually recommend competing products 69% of the time. Let me say that again. You write a best running shoes article, Google's AI uses your article as a source, but then recommends your competitor's shoes in the answer. Nearly 7 out of 10 times the brand creating the content that Google cites does not get the recommendation. That is a fundamentally broken incentive for content marketers who've been pouring resources into authority-building listicles. Now pair that with the Pew Research data that also dropped yesterday. 60% of American adults are now reading AI-generated summaries in search results. 40% are using chatbots specifically for search, making information lookup the single most common AI chatbot activity. This is not early adopter territory anymore. This is mainstream consumer behaviour. So when 6 out of 10 of your potential customers are seeing AI-curated product recommendations, and those recommendations favour your competitors nearly 70% of the time even when your content is being cited, you have a serious visibility problem that traditional SEO alone cannot solve. Adding to that, Adobe launched a new brand visibility tool for AI search, backed by 300 million AI prompts and SEMrush data. It tracks brand mentions, share of voice, and content gaps across the major AI engines. This matters because one of the last remaining excuses for not investing in AI search optimization was the inability to measure it. That excuse is disappearing fast. Between Adobe's new platform and the Bing Webmaster Tools AI reporting we discussed earlier this week, brands now have real instrumentation to track their AI search performance and benchmark against competitors. On the retail side, Pinterest launched an experimental AI app called Ask Pinterest. This is significant because it positions Pinterest as a conversational AI shopping assistant rather than just a visual discovery platform. The app processes natural language queries for the complex multi-step decisions, things like planning a dinner party on a budget, and it retains context across sessions. Pinterest CEO Bill Ready has been describing the platform as an AI-enabled shopping assistant, and this app is that vision made concrete. For e-commerce brands that invest in Pinterest as a discovery channel, this creates yet another AI-powered surface where your products need to be findable, not just through pins and boards, but through conversational queries. StockX also announced StockX Live, which brings live auction-style shopping to their marketplace this summer. Formats include standard timed bidding, sudden death auctions, and live chat within each show. This follows the broader live commerce trend we've been watching, with 60% of US adults now watching live shopping content. The interesting thing here is that StockX is applying live commerce to an auction model where dynamic pricing is already core to their business, which is a more natural fit than some of the live shopping experiments we've seen from other retailers. On the Shopify side, a packed developer changelog this week included one update that might not make flashy headlines but has real operational impact. Bulk queries through the admin API now execute up to 4 times faster. If you're running a Shopify store with complex data operations, syncing inventory across channels, exporting orders to your ERP, or feeding analytics pipelines, this is a meaningful improvement. Exports that used to take an hour could now complete in 15 minutes, which changes what's possible in terms of sync frequency and data freshness. Shopify also shipped color palettes for themes, a new file picker through the Intense API, and a preview of channel markets in the upcoming 2026 Bezos 7 API version that lets apps manage market-specific pricing and availability per sales channel. And Stitch Fix made a notable hire, bringing in Sri Sridhararaj as their new Chief Product and Technology Officer. He comes from roles at Walmart Labs and Sephora, and most recently served as CTO at Ipsy. What makes this interesting is the timing. Stitch Fix just reported its first quarter-on-quarter growth in active clients since 2021, and CEO Matt Baer explicitly framed the appointment around AI, saying the future of retail lies in using technology to create more human, personalized experiences. It's another signal that retail companies are elevating tech and AI leadership to drive their turnaround strategies. The thread connecting all of today's stories is that AI is now the primary battleground for product discovery, and the rules of engagement are being rewritten in real time. Google's AI overviews are actively disadvantaging brands in their own content. Pinterest is building a conversational AI shopping layer. Adobe is giving brands the tools to finally measure their AI visibility. And companies like Stitch Fix are restructuring their leadership around AI-driven personalization. The message is clear. If your e-commerce strategy still treats AI search and AI-powered discovery as an emerging trend rather than a core competency, you're already falling behind. That's your OnTap Daily for June 19th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.